Joining us on the phone this morning, Detective Inspector Darren Jemison from the Coffs Clarence Police District, and to talk about road safety and road policing, because there's been some changes, you may have noticed, from Coffs Clarence LAC to the police district system. He joins us this morning. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Moffie.
Now, mate, firstly, let's just go through a couple of things, because there have been some changes, haven't there, when it comes to road safety and road policing with the new restructure to being police districts.
Yeah, absolutely. So the road safety and policing function normally fell to the Traffic and Highway Patrol Command, and we have officers attached all around the state, but they come from a command based in Sydney. But under the re-engineering process, the Commissioner of Police and the executive team have decided that the now police districts, as we're now known as, will have a road policing inspector and a portfolio attached to their commands. And they're responsible in assisting in reducing road trauma in and around their area. So that's seen me move roles for the next few months as we try to establish this portfolio and get it up and running. So I've left the capable hands of the crime managing duties to one of our very, very capable detectives. And I'm in this role for the next 6 months or so, trying to get it up and running.
And because the great thing about it going back locally to the police districts too is to be able to, I guess, have that local knowledge and to be able to delve a little bit deeper into what some of the causes locally are, where the trouble spots are locally as well when it comes to road safety.
No doubt about that, Moffie, and you're right on the money, and that was one of the first things that in this role that I've commissioned was an in-depth intelligence analysis of road trauma and road safety issues, and now we know a lot more about some of the risk factors and some of those people that are more at risk, those victims that are more at risk, and what are the driving factors in and behind traffic accidents. And I suppose it would come as no shock to you or your listeners and the wider community that when we look at people who are drivers, it's the males that are more at risk than the females. But the prominent age groups are the 25 to 29 years age group for men. And then we go to 70 years plus. And then we drop back to 21 to 24 years. And these groups of people are very, very close together. But it comes down to the male driver somewhere between the ages of 21 to 29 and 70 and over that are at more risk of serious injury or fatal crashes on our roads.
And you've been able to pinpoint it down to sort of even days and times, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I've gone right down into that. So we know that Fridays and Thursdays are the days most at risk of serious injury or accidents. So they're our fatigue days. And then we look at the times during the day itself. And what surprises me, and particularly with the analysis, that between 9 a.m. and we're going into that mark now to 12 p.m. Is the area most at risk for injury or fatal accidents. And then it starts to slowly peter off throughout the day. So the next time factor is 12 to 3 p.m. and then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then it drops sharply after 6 p.m. But it's that work day, you know, a lot of traffic on the road. So then you've got to start looking at what are the driving factors behind that, and that's some of the analysis that we've done as well.
And that's it. I mean, you look at those times and you've got to almost say, okay, is this because people are rushing to get to work? Is it because they're going, oh, I've got to get there, or I've driven off and I've left the keys at home, so I've gone back to pick them up, so it means I've got to try and make up those couple of minutes. You just can't do it.
Yeah, it's about attention too, you know. So we're driving around and you think about what happens during the day. You know, during the night, you know, sure, you're concentrating and driving and you're not really focused on other distractors. The biggest driver for us, you know, during the afternoons and the evening deals with speeding as well as drink driving and drug driving. Drug driving, as we now know, is throughout the whole day, and, you know, cannabis, cocaine, as well as crystal methamphetamines or amphetamine-type substances affect people's ability to drive, and it's just as bad as driving whilst you're drunk. We've got the machine here now in Coffs Harbour where we can start testing people, and you'll see that roll out more extensively as we progress through. But then during the day, what are the other distractors? And you know, the analysis that we've done and looking at the driving factors behind these accidents that cause serious injury or death, it comes down to, you know, distraction offences, And items such as mobile phones rate very, very highly in those.
I mean, I was only talking to someone the other day about how simple things were before we had the internet on our mobile phones. I mean, it was bad enough when it was texting and calling people, but now you've got Messenger, you've got Facebook, you've got all these other different things where people feel like they can't spend that time not being connected to it. I mean, you've got to throw it in the boot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've really got to consider that. You know, there's options available to you, but for the life of me, I don't understand the need to jump onto Facebook, to jump on social media while you're driving. Yes, there's opportunities to take phone calls, you know, and if you need to send text messages, then it's about pulling over the side of the road. You know, we've got hands-free devices. Car manufacturers have made it easier for us to still stay connected, and that's the use of the phone. But the life of me, I just don't get the idea. And, you know, it's easy for us to say and sit back here, but when the accident occurs, and this is the message that people need to take home with them and those drivers that are driving in there around now, when the accident occurs and you cause another human being significant injury or cause their death, because you are too silly not to utilise social media, that will live you with you for the rest of your life. Mm. And it's about changing people's behaviour. There are enough information, and I encourage drivers who do regularly text, do regularly watch social media or jump on their phones, to jump on the internet and Google through that type of stuff that's out there. And there are videos, and there's numerous videos out there, educational videos, that show you the horrors as a result of texting and driving or using a mobile phone whilst driving and the effects that it has on people, not only victims, but also those that cause those injuries. You don't want it on your conscience. So make an informed decision today. Stop. We're going into the Easter period. Operation Tortoise will be running. We're running these pop-up operations at the moment for traffic, and we started the first one yesterday. We will catch you, and we will deal with you. It's a $330 fine, 4 points off your licence, 8 points off your licence during the peak periods when it's double demerit points. But more importantly, how can you live with that on your conscience?
Exactly. And talking about double demerits, they kick in from a minute past midnight tonight right through the Easter long weekend until midnight on Monday night. I guess, again, that message back to people is, you know, don't drink or drug drive. Don't use your mobile phones. Watch the distractions. And I mean, it's just taking those breaks and taking your time.
It's about being responsible. You're in charge of one of the most dangerous weapons that we have, which is a motor vehicle. It's used on a daily basis. It's capable of significant injury and killing people. Take that driving responsibility responsibly and target in on your driving. Don't be distracted. Concentrate on the road. Get to where you need to be safely. Get to see your family and friends and make sure others do the same.
Yeah, exactly. Great message. Darren, thanks so much for having a chat this morning.
No worries, Moffy.
Detective Inspector Darren Jemison joining us from the Coffs Clarence Police District.